The New South Wales anti-corruption watchdog is being urged to investigate the case of a high-profile cancer researcher from the University of New South Wales. Six of his scientific papers have been removed from journals over concerns about manipulation of images and missing data, but he continues to receive millions of dollars in public funding. Elise Worthington and Kyle Taylor from ABC Investigations prepared this report.
Levon Kachigian is the inventor of an experimental superdrug that could combat major killers such as cancer and heart disease.
It was an announcement that created hope for skin cancer patients and their loved ones.
It sends the tumour into a death spiral.
In 2013, University of New South Wales star cancer researcher Levon Kachigian spoke about his research team's breakthrough.
And as a consequence, the body's own defence systems come in and clean up the tumour.
They had just reported the success of their skin cancer superdrug from a human clinical trial. But soon after, questions were being asked by research integrity campaigner Professor David Vo from Melbourne's Walter and Eliza Hall Institute. He noticed that results from two supposedly different experiments in the Kachigian team's published research were actually duplicates.
You know, exactly the same image, you know, down to the pixel.
Now, that research paper, which underpins the trial, and five others have been removed from scientific journals over concerns about results shown in images and missing original data.
There have been human beings who have been provided with a drug which looks to be based on research which doesn't hold up. So it's deeply concerning on a personal level.
Lawyer Elizabeth Lacey has been asked by Professor Vo to prepare a case to take to the Independent Commission Against Corruption.
The reason this matters is because this is research into skin cancer, and we hope when we go to seek treatment for ourselves or for our loved ones, that we can rely upon the science that's going to cure us or treat us or prolong our lives.
UNSW commissioned five independent investigations into Professor Kachigian's research, all held separately and in secret. Professor Peter Brooks was the chair of one of the panels and is now speaking publicly for the first time.
The terms of reference for the committee are often very, very tight. You don't have any room to move. Well into the investigation, we found that there were three or four other committees investigating this person as well. Our panel found that although there had been breaches by Professor Kachigian, that these breaches were of the result of genuine error or oversight, and so no research misconduct findings were found.
He's critical of the way the university has handled the case.
How many minor issues of misconduct do you have to perform before you classify it as a major one?
Professor Kachigian and his research teams have received more than $23 million in funding for their research. Elizabeth Lacey says that's cause for concern.
It's a matter for ICAC because what's occurred potentially amounts to enormous amounts of fraud on the public purse.
In a statement, the University of New South Wales said its investigations into Professor Kachigian's research identified a number of breaches, but these were not found to be intentional or reckless. It also added that identified errors were either promptly corrected or were found not to affect the ultimate scientific conclusions in the published papers.
That report from Elise Worthington and Kyle Taylor.